Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Honestly, their movie hasn't done so well, Joanna Man, but I'll tell you what, when Vivica Fox and Miguel Nunez came into the studio to have some fun with us, it was one of the best interviews that I think that we have ever had.
Talking to Vivica Fox and Miguel Nunez, they star in Joanna Man. You guys must have had a blast on the set.
Yeah, it was tough, though. I have to admit, the first 3 weeks were vicious. We had to play basketball the first 3 weeks of the filming for...
After the basketball
12 to 16
over,
hours a day.
It was a breeze.
Yeah, that was hard. We both threw our backs out. They had to bring chiropractors, masseuses. You know, the hardwood ain't no joke.
Right.
It sure
yeah.
is. You think you know how to do it, and then you go out there with the real basketball players. You play with Rasheed Wallace.
You play with Rasheed Wallace?
He was on my
Vlade
team.
Vlade Divac. Dikembe Mutombo.
All these people are in the movie, too.
Yeah, Muggsy Bowles. Yeah, and then for the girls, we had Cynthia Cooper.
See, now Muggsy Bowles, did you ask him to wipe his butt?
No.
Because he's a small guy.
I still owe him $50,000.
Don't start.
So you're literally playing basketball with all these pros.
Hey, listen, Rasheed Wallace was stopping my character from fighting, so.
Only in the movies.
Yeah.
I get it. There's one scene. I mean, there's so many funny scenes in this film. So many funny scenes. But without giving anything away, well, Miguel gets naked. Your character gets naked.
I know. That's the worst part of the movie to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you film that in front of everybody?
Yeah, I did.
All those people.
No, you didn't.
Wow, that's
you were
going to
die.
Has
it's so
no
funny.
Problems
oh,
taking it all off.
Audience.
In the body motions.
Yeah, he didn't have no problem taking it off.
I had to get
off.
Naked in front of everybody.
Yeah, this is a great back shot.
Thing.
That's all we'll say.
How many takes did you do that in?
Two.
Yeah.
No, yeah, two.
Aren't you worried? Like, wouldn't it just kill you if you did that and then you heard someone snicker?
But the line it took out was, when I took it off all my clothes, I go, "Say hello to my little friend."
Now, they mix, sometimes I know that they will just fill up one part of an arena and they will make it look like it's packed. Did they
the
do that?
Yes, we had to do that a lot.
Okay,
yeah,
so it's not like they got a shot of you up from all angles.
No, no, no. What happened was, I had to... They put everybody on this side,
mm-hmm.
facing me.
Right.
Because the shot was, shot was behind me. They couldn't show me from the front. So they had to show me from the back. So when I took off, I had to be facing the audience.
Mm. You must be a confident man.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You have a nice.
You know what? Hats off to fans in Charlotte, North Carolina. They all came out and supported us and hung out with us all day for 12 hours.
Yeah, that was the only time the whole year they were inside of a basketball arena. They didn't support the Hornets
now,
at all.
Now, once again, I didn't go there.
It's obviously true.
That's why they're moving to New Orleans.
That's right.
Right.
But that Charlotte arena is beautiful.
Is it?
Great, yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do in it now.
I don't know
what
you're filming.
I think the girls are going to still play there.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I think the girls, the Sting?
The women's
Sting.
Yeah, you let a new arena come. See how quick the Sting moves.
Right, they'll be gone too, huh?
Vivica, I was looking at your resume before you came in here. You have worked with some incredible people.
Yeah.
I mean, really incredible
people.
I've been
really blessed, absolutely.
You really have. Let's do this little deal here. I will say some of the people that you have been in the movies with, and you just give me like a one-sentence description of what they're like.
Okay.
Okay, or what it was like to work with them.
Midget or dwarf. That's the only two words you can hear.
Will Smith.
Great kisser, big money maker.
Great kisser.
Big
nice
money
guy.
Maker.
All right.
Nice guy. Great dad.
One of the nicest guys
great
in the
Great husband.
Business.
Is that, you met him too?
Oh, me and Will are friends.
I'm trying to get employed by him again.
Will is one of the very rare people I've known since the moment he came into the business and right now, and he has not changed one single IOT.
I want to believe that about him because he seems so likable.
He's the nicest guy you will ever meet in your life.
Because, the industries that you guys are in, and us too, any entertainment, anybody can put on a front in front of a mic
Absolutely.
Or a camera, but then they're just such asses when the cameras are up.
No, he is truly, truly one of the nicest guys in the business.
Yeah, really down to earth.
Queen Latifah.
The queen. Man.
Miguel. Nice Miguel. Now.
Latifah's the bomb. She really is a very talented businesswoman.
She is.
Yeah. Very talented businesswoman and one of my favorite sister girls. No doubt I'd love to work with her again.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Jada!
He stole her from me.
You were next in line, huh?
JD, you can call her Little Powerhouse.
Yeah?
Yeah. She's tiny. She's only about 4'11", 5
and
feet.
And sweet.
But the sweetest, but a powerhouse and can act her ass off.
And a good mother.
And a great mom.
She can act her ass off, but can she wipe it?
Well, she don't have to no more.
Who wears the pants in that house? Is that Will or Jada?
That's Will. No, because Jada doesn't want to wear the pants.
Yeah,
Jada has,
absolutely.
She is secure in her motherhood, her womanhood.
Yeah. I always thought it was the other way around.
No.
Jada is a loving, sweet.
Well, we think she's adorable. Oh my gosh, I'm a huge fan.
She comes across as very strong.
Yeah.
With Will. You know, that was
mother.
The one thing that Will, like, he told me and her both. He's like, you guys are such strong women. The only guys that are going to be able to settle you down are guys that can pull your choke chain. Yeah.
No, you guys got to go to another radio station. I'm having so much fun with y'all. We waited.
We're not leaving.
We waited.
We're not leaving.
Yeah. All right, just give us a couple more minutes.
Right.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Ooh.
Who's a better kisser?
I didn't get to kiss him.
Oh. I'd rather kiss Will, not to be rude. I love Will, though. I have the biggest crush
on
him.
But Will's like a little baby brother to me.
Oh. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's the bomb. I mean, he's...
All right, the bomb, next.
No. Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's just very rich. Very friggin' rich.
Halle Berry?
HB.
Sweetheart?
Sweetheart.
Total
beautiful.
Sweetheart.
Beautiful.
Pretty much one of the finest sisters you ever see in your life. That bitch walking here, you'd be like, damn, you fine. I would
She doesn't have to walk in here for me to say that.
Hey, beautiful, a sweetheart, down to earth, and how gracious and kind of her to mention my name in front of a billion people. I always got love for you, HB. Love you, girl.
Is there a bonding between actors and actresses in the African-American community in Hollywood?
Yeah,
there is.
Yes. Very close.
More so than, like, the white community?
Absolutely.
Well, the thing is that there's more of them.
And you all see each other so much because there's only very few roles, so you're always together. It's true. I go to an audition, there's everybody.
Everybody.
It's like one of the rare times we get together is at an audition.
But we all the African-American community of actors are very close.
So do you
all go to each other's baby showers, parties.
Yeah.
Will and them throw the best parties.
The best parties.
The bars parties. You got their parties, you ain't got to show up with nothing.
That was the big gripe for a long time that the African community was saying, look, you guys just aren't giving up enough roles, and when you do, they're all stereotypical.
Absolutely.
You
know, It's changing.
Yeah. No doubt. Yes.
Long way to go, but it's changing.
Well, with the Academy Awards this year.
I know
y'all are calling each other going,
yeah,
what's going on?
Hey.
Is this BET?
The name of the movie is Joanna Man, and it stars Miguel Nunez and Vivica Fox. And if it's nearly as much fun in the theater as it has been in the studio, this thing's going to be a huge hit.
I have to do
June
one
21st.
Thing before I go. I got to send a shout out.
Vivica Fox, you do whatever you want.
Thank you, baby. I sent a shout out to my brother Marvin and little Christopher and Angela. I love you, Marvin. I know I've been to a whole bunch of radio stations. I forgot, but there's a shout out. All right, brother.
All right.
Do they live in Atlanta? Are they here?
Yeah, he lives in Atlanta.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Marietta.
He's in jail.
No,
I'm kidding. I'm
going to kick your ass.
I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to make people laugh.
Hey,
brother Mark, send a shout out.
He got jokes.
That's black people bonding right there.
Hey, The Bird Show.